Hello, everybody. This is Mariah Carey. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
I'm Chip Davis of Mannheim Steamroller.
I'm Doris Day.
This is Peter Cetera.
This is Leanne Rimes, and you're listening to The Sounds of Christmas
podcast.
Welcome to The Sounds of Christmas podcast. Hi, I'm Ken Kessler. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. Recently, I talked about the upcoming 40th anniversaries of Mannheim Steamroller's first Christmas album and Band-Aid's song, Do They Know It's Christmas? Since then, I realized that Mariah Carey has a big anniversary coming up this year, and I thought, before I did an episode devoted to that, I would check and see who else had big anniversaries this year. And I found that there are a lot of Christmas albums that are celebrating significant anniversaries in 2024. I thought I'd devote this episode to as many of them as I could, but I should mention that it's quite possible and even likely that I've missed some, and that's not intentional. But I do apologize if one of your favorites didn't get on my list. I also thought that this would be sort of an interesting way to give you an example of the variety that we play on The Sounds of Christmas, because we play songs from all of these albums. I'm going to start with Rosemary Clooney and her album Irving Berlin's White Christmas. This one turns 70 this year, and it's a collection of songs from the movie White Christmas. Interestingly enough, at least I find it interesting, that back in 1954 when this came out, Decca Records had the soundtrack rights, but Rosemary Clooney had an exclusive contract with Columbia Records, so there was never an official original soundtrack album. Instead, the different labels issued their own versions, with Decca putting out selections from Irving Berlin's White Christmas and Columbia releasing this Rosemary Clooney album. One of the major differences between the two was that on Decca's version, Peggy Lee had been brought in to sing Rosemary Clooney's songs, including the song Snow, which also featured Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye, and Trudy Stevens. Peggy Lee also sang Sisters on Decca's soundtrack, while on Rosemary Clooney's album, she recruited her actual sister, Betty, for a duet of that song. The Clooney sisters' version of the song Sisters was the most popular, and it was released as a single, making it up to number 30 on the charts. Rosie's album also included her version of White Christmas, but this wasn't her first foray into Christmas music. She previously released the singles C-H-R-I-S-T-M-A-S, Little Red Riding Hood's Christmas Tree, Susie Snowflake, Happy Christmas, Little Friend, and a duet with Gene Autry on the Night Before Christmas song. There are seven Christmas albums celebrating their 60th anniversary this year, including albums featuring Frank Sinatra, The Beach Boys, Jimmy Smith, Doris Day, Ramsey Lewis, and Burl Ives. First, there's the album 12 Songs of Christmas. That one featured Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra, and Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians. Bing performed It's Christmas Time Again, The Secret of Christmas, and Christmas Candles. Frank's contributions were An Old-Fashioned Christmas, Little Drummer Boy, and I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. Together, they sang Go Tell It on the Mountain and We Wish You the Merriest. Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians performed Where Angels Sang of Peace, Do You Hear What I Hear, The 12 Days of Christmas, and the album's opening track, White Christmas, without Bing or Frank. They also performed with Bing and Frank on all of the other tracks on the album. The Beach Boys' Christmas album is also celebrating its 60th anniversary this year. This was their seventh album, which isn't bad since their first one, Surfin' Safari, came out in October of 1962. Originally, the album had six songs on each side, and one side was mostly originals, while the other was covers. The first side included five originals written by Brian Wilson, along with a cover of Frosty the Snowman. The other side included We Three Kings, Blue Christmas, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, White Christmas, I'll Be Home for Christmas, and Auld Lang Syne. Little Saint Nick was released as a single the year before and made it to number 25 on Billboard's Hot 100. The Man With All The Toys was a single released from this album, but it didn't make it onto the Hot 100. The album itself only made it to number 66 on the album chart the year it came out, but it made it to number 23 on Billboard's holiday album chart in 2022. The next album celebrating a 60th birthday this year is Jimmy Smith's Christmas 64. This was Smith's only album of Christmas music, and it was reissued as Christmas Cookin' in 1966. This instrumental jazz album contained 8 tracks, including a version of God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen that clocks in at just over 6 minutes. In 1992, it was reissued with a couple of bonus tracks pulled from later Jimmy Smith albums. Baby It's Cold Outside from his album with Wes Montgomery called Jimmy and Wes, the Dynamic Duo, and Greensleeves from his album Organ Grinder Swing. Doris Day's Christmas album is also turning 60 this year. This is another example of how there's really no Christmas creep. Doris Day's Christmas album hit the store shelves on September 14th of 1964. She only recorded a handful of albums after this one, 3 more in the 60s, and then her final one, My Heart, which she recorded at the age of 89 and released in 2011. The Christmas album contained 12 tracks, most of which were covers, along with the songs Be a Child at Christmas and Christmas Present. When it was reissued on CD, the label added the tracks Deck the Halls, I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm, and Let No Walls Divide. Ramsey Lewis also celebrates a 60th anniversary this year for his album More Sounds of Christmas, the follow-up to his 1961 album Sound of Christmas. While that first album didn't do so well on the charts, More Sounds of Christmas made it to number 8 on Billboard's album chart. This album contained 10 songs, mostly covers, along with Ramsey's original jazz piece, Eggnog. Another album turning 60 this year is the soundtrack to the television Christmas special, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. The original album contained 9 tracks on each side, with side 1 being vocal performances from the special, and side 2 being mostly instrumental versions of those same songs. Burl Ives performed the songs he's still most well known for, Holly Jolly Christmas, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and Silver and Gold. Interestingly enough, the song Fame and Fortune, which replaced We're a Couple of Misfits, is not on the album. That song was inserted into the special in place of the Misfits song from 1965 until 1998. And the last album turning 60 this year is Bobby Vinton's first Christmas album, A Very Merry Christmas. This was Bobby's 9th album and his first Christmas album, though he had released a 4-song EP called Songs of Christmas the year before. Of those 4 songs, Silver Bells, White Christmas, O Holy Night, and The Christmas Song, only White Christmas appeared on this album. Dearest Santa was released as a single, with The Bell That Couldn't Jingle on the flip side. And that brings us up to 1974. Surprisingly, the only Christmas album I've come across from 1974 is Andy Williams' album, Christmas Present. This was Andy's 3rd Christmas album, and it was made up mostly of traditional carols and non-secular songs, including 2 versions of Ave Maria. There are 4 albums celebrating their 40th anniversary this year. First is Kenny and Dolly's album, Once Upon a Christmas. It was produced by David Foster and Kenny Rogers and was Kenny's 2nd Christmas album and Dolly's 1st. There was a ton of promotion for this album, including a television special simply called Kenny and Dolly, A Christmas to Remember. 3 of the songs from the album were released as singles, the duet, The Greatest Gift of All, Dolly's medley of Winter Wonderland and Sleigh Ride, and Kenny's version of The Christmas Song. The duet Christmas Without You was released as a single in Europe, and the duet I Believe in Santa Claus was released as a single in the U.S. a few years later. Mannheim Steamroller is also celebrating a 40th anniversary this year. This is for their 1st Christmas album, which was simply called Christmas. I already did a podcast episode devoted to that album, and I'll put a link to it in the show notes if you'd like to hear more. The Carpenters' 2nd Christmas album, An Old Fashioned Christmas, also turns 40 this year. Released the year following Karen Carpenter's death, it contained several tracks that had gone unused for their 1st Christmas album, Christmas Portrait. Of the 14 songs on this album, Karen's voice is the lead on 7 of them. There's No Place Like Home for the Holidays, Little Altar Boy, Do You Hear What I Hear, He Came Here for Me, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, What Are You Doing New Year's Eve, and I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. Little Altar Boy with Do You Hear What I Hear on the flip side was the only single released from the album. And the last Christmas album turning 40 this year is Barbara Mandrell's Christmas at Our House. This was Barbara's first Christmas album and the third album she released in 1984. Even though we know many of the songs from this album and regularly play Christmas at Our House and It Must Have Been the Mistletoe, no singles were actually released from it. Ready for one you're not going to believe? Mariah Carey's first Christmas album, Merry Christmas, turns 30 this year. The single, All I Want for Christmas Is You, was not released as a commercial single in the United States. It was sent out as a promotional single to radio stations in mid-November, along with Jesus Born on This Day and Miss You Most at Christmas Time. Coincidentally, those three tracks were the only three songs Mariah actually wrote on the album. All I Want for Christmas Is You did zoom up a couple of airplay charts, but was ineligible for Billboard's Hot 100 that first year because it hadn't been released as a commercial single. It did get its commercial release the following year, along with Mariah's version of Joy to the World. Lots of bonus tracks have been added to this album over the years. The international edition added God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. A deluxe anniversary edition included several live tracks, All I Want for Christmas Is You, Silent Night, Joy to the World, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Gloria in Excelsis Deo, Jesus Born on This Day, and Santa Claus is Coming to Town, all recorded live at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine. Donna Summer's only Christmas album, Christmas Spirit, also turns 30 this year. This one included three original songs co-written by Donna, Christmas Is Here, Christmas Spirit, and Lamb of God, along with covers of classic Christmas songs, as well as a cover of Amy Grant's Breath of Heaven. Also celebrating its 30th anniversary this year, Natalie Cole's Christmas album, Holly and Ivy. This was Natalie's first Christmas album, and it was mostly covers with one original, No More Blue Christmas. It also featured three different choirs of singers on three different songs, Caroling, Caroling, Joy to the World, and Silent Night. Holly and Ivy made it to number 36 on Billboard's album chart and number 20 on Billboard's R&B album chart. Natalie said she recorded three of the songs in this album as a tribute to her father, Nat King Cole. Those songs are Caroling, Caroling, The First Noel, and, of course, The Christmas Song. The Christmas album, A Very Special Season by Diana Ross, is also celebrating its 30th anniversary this year. This album was released solely for the international market, as Diana had also recorded songs for the album Making Spirits Bright, which was released exclusively through Hallmark stores. Making Spirits Bright had 12 songs from Diana Ross, the London Symphony Orchestra, the King Singers, and the Modern Jazz Quartet. Diana performed on six of the tracks. Five of those were with the London Symphony Orchestra, a medley of Sleigh Ride and Jingle Bells, The First Noel, Go Tell It on the Mountain, O Little Town of Bethlehem, and I Heard the Bell. And one was solo, called It's Christmas Time. The rest of the tracks were from the King Singers and the Modern Jazz Quartet. A Very Special Season was made up of 14 tracks, a mix of classic Christmas songs and some more recent pop covers, including John Lennon's Happy Christmas, War Is Over, Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time, and Stevie Wonder's Someday at Christmas. 5 or 6 years ago, A Very Special Season was reissued with the new name Wonderful Christmas Time, and it included the 14 original tracks from the album, along with Diana's six songs from Making Spirits Bright. Also turning 30 this year is Kenny G's first Christmas album, Miracles. This album made its number one on Billboard's album chart, as well as Billboard's Contemporary Jazz Albums chart and Billboard's Hot R&B Albums chart. It was the overall best-selling Christmas album of 1994 and of 1996 also. It has been certified 8 times platinum, meaning it has sold over 8 million copies. Future American Idol judge Randy Jackson is featured on bass on the track Silver Bells. The rest of the album is mostly covers except for two originals co-written by Kenny G, Miracles and the Hanukkah Song. And now, let's step into the 21st century. If I counted right, I found 12 Christmas albums that will be celebrating their 20th anniversaries this year. I'll start with the Bare Naked Ladies and their album Bare Naked for the Holidays. This one included Christmas and Hanukkah songs, several of which came from their fan club releases, like their popular version of God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen with Sarah McLachlan. The album also had a track featuring an appearance by then not very well-known singer Michael Bublé. That song was Elf's Lament. Other highlights from the album include a version of Deck the Halls, where all the lyrics are replaced with Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, which was an inside joke among the band members. Album also has a cover of Band-Aid's Do They Know It's Christmas and their song Green Christmas, which originally appeared in the Jim Carrey version of How the Grinch Stole Christmas. A deluxe edition was released a few years ago, adding 9 tracks to the album, all recorded live at their streaming Christmas special. Chris Isaak's first Christmas album, simply called Christmas, is also celebrating its 20th this year. The album has 16 tracks, 5 of which are originals, and it also features vocals from Stevie Nicks. The Australian edition had 2 bonus tracks, I'll Be Home for Christmas and Santa Bring My Baby Back to Me. Both of those appeared on his second Christmas release, Christmas Live on Soundstage. Next up is James Taylor's A Christmas Album. This was the first version of his Christmas album, which was available exclusively through Hallmark stores. This one featured guest appearances by Chris Botti and Natalie Cole. The album also came with a special download code offering up a free bonus song, James' cover of Joni Mitchell's River. The album was reissued a couple years later by his record label as James Taylor at Christmas, and there were a couple of changes. First, Deck the Halls was removed, and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas and River were added. By the way, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas had originally appeared on James' previous album, October Road. Believe it or not, it wasn't until 2004 that we finally got a Christmas album from Dionne Warwick. The album, My Favorite Time of the Year, consists of 12 covers and 1 original, I Believe in Christmas, which is a duet with B.B. Winans. Dionne also duets on Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas with Gladys Knight. By the way, while this was Dionne's first Christmas album, she did appear on Christmas in Vienna 2 10 years before with Placido Domingo. I Believe That I Wish I Were Santa Claus was Merle Haggard's 3rd Christmas album following 1973's Merle Haggard's Christmas Present and 1982's Going Home for Christmas. It includes mostly covers, along with re-recordings of his original Santa Claus and Popcorn and If We Make It Through December. Both of those tracks were originally released as singles in the 1970s, with the latter making it to number 1 on both the U.S. and the Canadian country charts. Also turning 20 this year is Trans-Siberian Orchestra's album, The Lost Christmas Eve. While this was the band's 4th album, it was the 3rd in their Christmas trilogy, the first 2 being Christmas Eve and Other Stories and The Christmas Attic. Their 3rd album, Beethoven's Last Night, wasn't a Christmas album. The Lost Christmas Eve has 23 tracks, including Wizards in Winter, which went viral on YouTube when it was used as the music for someone's Christmas light show at their home. The video was, and maybe still is, available on iTunes, and a still from the video became the artwork for the single. A narrated version of this album was released almost 10 years later. And this one will probably surprise a lot of people. Clay Aiken, the runner-up in the 2nd season of American Idol, released Merry Christmas with Love, his 2nd album and first Christmas release, 20 years ago. This album was recognized by Billboard as the best-selling Christmas album of 2004. The single of Winter Wonderland made it to number 13 on the Adult Contemporary chart. The album set a new record for fastest-selling holiday album and tied Celine Dion's record for the highest debut by a holiday album in the history of Billboard magazine. It went platinum less than 2 months after its initial release. I mentioned that this was Clay's first Christmas release, as he did have a follow-up EP called All Is Well that was released in 2006. This EP contained 4 songs not on the original Christmas album, Christmas Waltz, O Come Emmanuel, My Grown-Up Christmas List, and the title track. David Hasselhoff's Christmas album, The Night Before Christmas, is also celebrating its 20th anniversary this year. While none of the Hoff's albums charted in the U.S., almost all of them zoomed up the charts in Austria, Switzerland, and Germany. This one, however, was one of only 2 of his that didn't show up on any of the charts, and that includes the single, his cover of Please Come Home for Christmas. Lots of people have seemingly enjoyed trashing this album, but I'm not going to do that. If you're a fan, I think you'll enjoy it. And I don't just mean a fan of his music, but a fan of the actor, personality, celebrity, etc. Hoff covers 14 classic songs and carols from Deck the Halls and White Christmas to O Holy Night and Hark the Herald Angels. If you're thinking of giving it a try, go right ahead. Just don't read the reviews first. Jessica Simpson's first Christmas album, Rejoice, also turns 20 this year. This one includes a duet with her sister Ashley on Little Drummer Boy and with her former husband Nick Lachey on Baby It's Cold Outside. Her covers of Let It Snow and What Christmas Means to Me both made it onto Billboard's adult contemporary charts, peaking at number 20 and number 8, respectively. For completists, there was also an exclusive CD sold at 7-Eleven, you can believe that, and it included 6 songs from the album, along with an acoustic version of Angels, a cover of the Robbie Williams song. Also turning 20 this year is Leanne Rimes' first Christmas album, What a Wonderful World. This one had 10 tracks, 7 covers, and 3 originals. Those were A Different Kind of Christmas, Just Love Me, and Miss You Like Christmas. Santa Baby was a bonus track on the CD at Target, as well as on certain international editions of the album. While no commercial singles were released, 4 promotional singles were sent out to radio. O Holy Night, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, and A Different Kind of Christmas. The album got to number 13 on Billboard's country album charts and number 3 on Billboard's holiday album chart. And last but not least for 2004, it's the 20th anniversary of Peter Cetera's only Christmas album, You Just Gotta Love Christmas. There are 12 songs on this one, 9 are covers and 3 are originals, and those are Something That Santa Claus Left Behind, Alone for the Holidays, and the title track. This was a bit of a family affair, as Peter's youngest daughter, Senna, drew the artwork for the album, and his oldest daughter, Claire, performed with him on Blue Christmas. I say youngest and oldest daughter as though there may be more, but as far as I can tell, he only has those 2 children. Not a part of the family, but still significant, Alison Krauss duets with him on the song Deck the Halls. And that's it for 2004. Before we jump ahead 10 years to 2014, I want to mention some 15th anniversary stuff that's personal, and hopefully you'll find interesting. In 2009, I talked my wife into recording a second album. My wife is Lisa Kessler, and she had released an album of Broadway songs a few years earlier on an album called A New Life. I thought her voice would be wonderful on a Christmas album, so I cajoled, begged, and pleaded until she agreed. I also told her that she should record a cover of Christmas Vacation. Aside from it coming from one of our family's favorite Christmas movies, it was a great song, and the original was tied up in legal issues and had, at that point, remained officially unreleased. She finally agreed, at least in part probably, to shut me up. Her version of Christmas Vacation leads off the set of 13 tracks, which includes one of my favorite versions of Merry Christmas, Darling, though I could be a little biased. And the album ends with a cover of Trans-Siberian Orchestra's Perfect Christmas Night. I created a record label to put out Lisa's album, along with 2 others, and 1 more the following year. The next album was from my friend Tina Lambert, who I had met on MySpace. She had already put out a Christmas album of beautiful a cappella songs. The twist here was that Tina sang all the parts and then mixed them together, so it was like a choir of Tina's. Her first album, An A Cappella Noel, had wonderful versions of Coventry Carol and Carol of the Bells, and many more, but those were my favorites. She contacted me in the summer of 2009 to see if I would be interested in putting out her follow-up Christmas album, and I was delighted to. That one, which turns 15 this year, was called Christmas in A Cappella. And it included the same kind of a cappella songs as the first, in that Tina sang all the parts. Among my favorites on this one are O Christmas Tree, Caroling, Caroling, and The Holly and the Ivy. And finally, I released a compilation simply called The Sounds of Christmas. I worked out a deal with William Shatner to donate a portion of the proceeds to his Hollywood Horse Show charity in exchange for his version of Good King Wenceslas, which he'd recorded for an LA radio station in the 90s. I was able to connect with Huey Lewis, well, guitar saxophonist Johnny Cola, who dug up their 1980s fan club Christmas song Winter Wonderland and allowed me to add that to the album. Former Styx singer-keyboardist Dennis DeYoung also let me add his single When I Hear a Christmas Song. Richard Marx, Stephen Bishop, and Hayseed Dixie also contributed some rare Christmas songs. Even though it wasn't the commercial success I'd hoped for, it did allow me to put together the kind of Christmas compilation I wanted, complete with tracks that were difficult, if not impossible, to find. I put out a follow-up the next year called The Sounds of Christmas 2010, which was to benefit Sweet Relief and the Sweet Relief Musicians Fund. This one featured Belinda Carlisle's version of God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, Vertical Horizon's cover of I Believe in Father Christmas, and the previously unreleased version of Little Drummer Boy by Deep Blue Something. It also included Dave Stewart's version of White Christmas, which had only been available on a private Christmas album he'd recorded and shared with friends. Unfortunately, I had picked one of the worst times to try and start a record label. CD sales were plummeting and digital music was skyrocketing. Manufacturing costs quickly had my label upside down and there would be no follow-up albums. Mostly, I'm sorry I couldn't raise money for the two charities I had aligned myself with, but I hope that, with the promotion I've given them on the Sounds of Christmas station, some listeners have found them and made some donations over the years. Apologies to the wonderful artists I didn't mention. I'll delve more into those releases in another episode, giving credit to all the singers, bands, and musicians that helped me with these releases. And now, on to 2014. This year marks the 10th anniversary of Sarah Evans' first full-length Christmas album entitled At Christmas. Previously, she had released an EP called I'll Be Home for Christmas. The three Christmas songs on that, which had all been previously released and had appeared on other compilations, were also featured on this album, At Christmas. Those tracks are I'll Be Home for Christmas, Go Tell It on the Mountain, and O Come All Ye Faithful. 9 of the 10 tracks on the albums were covers, with the lone original song being the title track. At the time of its release, At Christmas was only available at Walmart for the CD, that is. Also celebrating its 10th birthday this year is Christmas in New York by Renee Fleming. This one was accompanied by a TV special on PBS. There were several songs that featured guest artists. Wynton Marsalis appeared on 2 tracks, Winter Wonderland and Sleigh Ride. Gregory Porter also joined Renee on 2 songs, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas and Central Park Serenade. The album also included appearances from Chris Botti, Kurt Elling, and Rufus Wainwright. Earth, Wind & Fire's Christmas album Holiday also turns 10 this year. This was Earth, Wind & Fire's 22nd album and their first Christmas album. The album has 13 songs, most of which are covers. For this one, the band reworked 2 of their previous songs, giving them new lyrics to make them Christmas songs, or at least kind of Christmassy. Those were Happy Seasons, originally Happy Feeling from 1975, and December, kind of a spoof of their song September from 1978. Given what they did with those 2 songs, I was kind of hoping that their take on Winter Wonderland would turn out to be a reworking of Boogie Wonderland, but I guess that was not meant to be. The album was reissued a year later as the Classic Christmas Album with 5 bonus tracks, including the song Get Your Hump on This Christmas, which featured the voice of Family Guy character Cleveland Brown. Idina Menzel's first Christmas album, Holiday Wishes, is also celebrating its 10th birthday this year. This album had a couple different international editions. It was Christmas Wishes in the UK and Snow Wishes in Japan. The album made it to number 6 on Billboard's album charts and became the 2nd best-selling Christmas album of the year, and I'll get to number 1 in a minute or two. Kenny G was a guest on 2 songs, All I Want for Christmas Is You and White Christmas, and Michael Bublé joined Idina on a duet of Baby It's Cold Outside. Target stores had an exclusive version with 2 extra songs, Mother Spiritual and Let It Snow. For completists, the Japanese version included all of the songs on the Target version, along with an additional song, Christmas Eve. Baby It's Cold Outside was the only single released from this album, and it made it to number 1 on Billboard's Adult Contemporary charts. The next album turning 10 this year is Home for the Holidays by Darius Rucker. This was his first and so far only Christmas album. Previously, Darius had released Winter Wonderland and Candy Cane Christmas as singles. Both of those turned up on various compilations. And they also showed up on this album, along with 9 covers and 1 original, What God Wants for Christmas. Sheryl Crow also appeared on this album on the duet of Baby It's Cold Outside. On the charts, Darius' album made it to number 3 on Billboard's Country Albums chart and number 2 on Billboard's Holiday Albums chart. Michael W. Smith released his 4th Christmas album in 2014, In the Spirit of Christmas, which was actually attributed to Michael W. Smith and friends. It would go on to win Christmas Album of the Year at the Dove Awards the next year. Bono, Amy Grant, Michael McDonald, Carrie Underwood, Little Big Town, Vince Gill, Martina McBride, and Jennifer Nettles from Sugarland are among the guests on this album. 7 singles were released to radio, including 2 solo tracks, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, and Happy Holiday, The Holiday Season. The album went to number 1 on Billboard's Christian album chart and on Billboard's holiday albums chart. Also turning 10 this year is Pentatonix's 2nd Christmas release, That's Christmas to Me, which followed their 6-track Christmas EP in 2012. That's Christmas to Me included 11 songs, 10 covers, and the original title track. While most of the covers were of classic Christmas songs, they also covered White Winter Hymnal by the Fleet Foxes and Let It Go from Disney's Frozen. A year later, they released a deluxe edition, which added 5 songs to the album. The Japanese deluxe edition added all the songs from the earlier EP, along with the track Christmas Eve. That's Christmas to Me made it to number 2 on Billboard's album chart and to number 1 on Billboard's holiday album chart. It was the biggest-selling Christmas album of 2014 and the 4th best-selling album of 2014 by any artist in any genre. It's also the highest-charting holiday album by a group since 1962. And now the last round, the Christmas album celebrating a 5th anniversary this year. Christmas in the City is the first and so far only Christmas album from Lea Michele. It features duets with Darren Criss on White Christmas, Jonathan Groff on I'll Be Home for Christmas, and Cynthia Erivo on Angels We Have Heard on High. For those who don't know, Darren Criss and Jonathan Groff both appeared on Glee with Lea, while Cynthia Erivo is the Tony and Grammy-winning actress who starred in the revival of The Color Purple around 10 years ago, among other things. It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year and the title track were both released as singles, though neither made it onto the charts. The album, however, made it to number 3 on Billboard's holiday album chart. Idina Menzel gets another mention on this episode as her 2nd Christmas album, Christmas A Season of Love, turns 5 this year. This one featured duets with Billy Porter, Josh Gad, and Ariana Grande on I Got My Love to Keep Me Warm, We Wish You the Merriest, and A Hand for Mrs. Claus, respectively. And if you think the saxophone on this album sounds a little familiar, you're right. It's Kenny G. The album also included songs from Mame, Rent, and A Charlie Brown Christmas, and it made it to number 2 on Billboard's holiday album chart. The songs I'll Be Home for Christmas and Caroling Caroling were released as singles, both making it into the top 30 on the adult contemporary chart. And finally, Kacey Musgraves' album, The Kacey Musgraves Christmas Show, is celebrating its 5th anniversary this year. This was sort of Kacey's 2nd Christmas album, and I say sort of because it's actually considered a soundtrack for her TV special on Amazon Prime. The album included duets with James Corden, Leon Bridges, Fred Armisen, Zooey Deschanel, and Lana Del Rey. Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree and I'll Be Home for Christmas were released as singles, with the former making it to number 20 on Billboard's Country Songs chart. The album itself made it to number 20 on Billboard's Country Album chart and to number 9 on both Billboard's Christmas Album chart and Billboard's Soundtrack Album chart. And that's it, I think. I want to mention that this list I just ran through does not represent every Christmas album having a significant birthday this year, and I apologize if I somehow missed one of your favorites or didn't talk about one of your favorites as much as you feel it deserved. And this was just about Christmas albums, not singles. Maybe that's something I'll try to tackle on another episode. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're already listening to the podcast, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page, which I'll put down in the show notes, so you can click over, find your favorite streaming site, and then find us and subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.